Welcome back, welcome back. WBAI 99.5 FM New York. This is Rise Up Radio. You know, we on air. And quick correction, earlier, Safe Horizons, we have a correction for the phone number that they gave. For youth or anyone looking for services or support of any kind, you can call this number. The number is 212-577-7777. Or you can call a toll-free number, which is 1-800-621-HOPE. And those are for anyone looking for any type of support or services. And also anyone who wants to give some sort of donation or who would want any more information about giving a donation, you call 212-577-7740.
Yeah, and all that information, if you didn't get to catch that just now, and if you're interested, you can log on to our site at www.studentvoicesforpeace.org, and also WBAI is online at www.wbai.org. We're joined with Kate Ree from the Prison Moratorium Project on the phone here to tell us about their latest and upcoming campaign. Kate?
Hi, how are you?
Peace. Thanks for joining us. Before we get started with the campaign to close Spot for, can you tell us what PMP is?
Prison Moratorium Project, we're a grassroots organization that basically works to stop prison expansion and mass incarceration. Probably the easiest ways to describe our work is we have a major prison activist training program called Teach Justice, which is how we train a core group of youth activists, and it's all about revamping the face of expertise, which has basically been, you know, predominated by the academics and the policymakers and the researchers in the criminal justice field. And it's basically getting the different communities who are targeted by the system
right.
to basically take up the issue, own the issue, and make the connections between, you know, our lives and the policies going on that affect our lives.
And can you expand a little bit on how you go about doing that?
Sure. Let me talk about how that plays out. You know, mm-hmm. basically you're talking about the way in which we do this work is basically through organizing. Because the bottom line for us is that basically what's going to happen is you've got to change the relations of power. How that's going to happen is we build power in our respective communities, build the resources, build our awareness, all that stuff, institutional power, political power, voting power, too. You know, also on the other end, we need to exercise that power, which also means we need to tear down the system in the different ways that we do. One of the ways we have been doing that is actually decreasing capacity, because basically what drives prison population, and studies have come out more and more to talk about this, contrary to popular belief, it's really not the crime rate that drives the prison population. It's really the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And that as soon as you build a facility, as soon as it's a model that actually correctional officers and different, you know, tough on crime folks have used, if you build them, they will come. So, I mean, it's been used by private prison corporation CEOs. It's real in terms of how they see this. So decreasing capacity for us is an opportunity to really get at all the different layers of the prison industrial complex.
Right, and you had a huge success in that effort in your last campaign. Can you tell us about that and then move into this new campaign?
Right. So basically, to make a long story short, after a year of organizing, you're talking about a citywide group of youth-led coalition called the Justice for Youth Coalition. But the coalition general membership itself was comprised of youth, family members, teachers, parents, and advocates and activists and community members, all coming together basically to stop the expansion of two youth jails, one in the Bronx and one in Brooklyn. The one in Brooklyn is called Crossroads. The one in the Bronx is called Horizons. There are two youth detention facilities that the city wanted to expand by 200 jail beds, spending $65 million. So when we found out that under Giuliani's administration, there was $65 million that went into the capital budget in 2001 to expand these two facilities, and let me just do just quickly the math. That
okay.
comes out to $320,000 per jail cell just for construction.
Right.
So you're looking at not just a gargantuan amount of money, but you're looking at a total irrational you know, amount of money being put into basically locking one person up.
Right.
So when we found out about that, a citywide base of different community-based organizations, youth groups came together. We put, you know, explicitly our agenda was to really have the youth become the experts and be on the front lines of telling these, you know, politicians about exactly how it is that they justify spending $65 million in expanding 200 youth jails. Went through a whole series
right,
of
as reasons. Opposed to education.
Exactly, exactly. So we went through what, you know, research, training, intensive research, intensive training, and then organizing training. And after a year, with pressure coming from all over the city as well as the media, because media was totally on board with us. And let me just break down just a couple of numbers so that people have a perspective. On top of the $320,000 construction cost, we're looking at $130,000 operation cost that the city spends every year to lock up a young person. That's how much it costs to incarcerate a person, a young person in the youth detention facility. So you're looking at, you were basically looking at like almost $500,000 at least for the first year with the construction costs and things like that if it went through. So, so if you look at how much the public school system spends on a child per year to educate in the public school system, it's $9,600 per year. So when we brought those numbers on top of the fact that these two facilities had been and continue to operate at 70% capacity, which means it's empty. It's right. Got 30% empty beds, right?
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, we brought to them, and in the last 10 years, and we brought studies and reports that have gone out, you know, from New York Times to, you know, to all the other kind of criminal justice arenas, studies have proved that in the last 10 years, you're looking at a juvenile crime that dropped by 30%.
Okay.
So you combine all those things, three things together, and really, and on top of the fact that city council members did not even know that the $65 million were in the capital budget, they really had no leg to stand on, and they basically wholly came over to our side, and basically city council members became our allies in completely, basically attacking Department of Juvenile Justice.
Wow.
So that's how we really got the win and pressured them to withdraw from their own budget, the $53 million. So they didn't withdraw the entire 65. They sapped themselves of $53 million. So about $11 million still remain.
Right. And so the 200 new beds that they wanted to include in the two detention centers were not
It was added. Not built. So July of 2002, effectively, we stopped that. Since then, we are in the process of launching, continuing the campaign. It's going to be called the Close Spofford campaign, and I'm sure many, many people from different communities, especially the Bronx, know all about Spofford. Which is now called Bridges, by the way, because of the scandalous history. DJJ renamed Spofford as Bridges. Basically, Spofford is a facility that opened in 1957, and it was so scandalous and so corrupt, everything from abuse to rape to you name it.
Mm-hmm.
That the city finally, because the residents came together and just raised hell about it, and actually was demanding a community center instead, the city promised to close down Spofford facility.
Okay.
Back in 1998, I believe. And to make a long story short, they basically turned right around and reopened a wing of Spofford after basically spending $8 million and repainting the facility. And then when they actually proposed the 200 jail bed expansion last year or 2 years ago, they actually had the nerve to say that they would close down Spofford if they expanded it, which we know is not true because they made those promises before. So we're at that point where Spofford right now is being used by the city as an intake facility, completely unnecessary because the other two facilities can more than, you know, house or be used as an intake facility. So right now the Justice for Youth Coalition is in the process of really regrouping ourselves, getting all the data, getting all the research, as well as getting all the skills in place to officially launch the Spofford campaign. It's probably going to launch sometime in June of 2004.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And we will be continuing to keep up with you and keep our listeners informed as to the campaign. We're running out of time, but I would like you to give the information for PMP and Justice for Youth.
718-260-8805. Mm-hmm. And the website address is www.nomoreyouthjails.org.
Okay, thanks. Great. Thanks, Kate. We've been speaking with Kate Ree from the Prison Moratorium Project. We have to wrap it up. We have one announcement.
excuse me. The Kwanzaa Collective presents Keeping Kwanzaa in the Tradition. This is next Friday, December 26th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can bring your entire family. It'll be entertainment, awards given out. And there is vendor space available. So if you want vendor information, you can call 718-638-670. The Kwanzaa Collective presents Keeping Kwanzaa in the Tradition Friday, December 26th.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM. I've been your host, Saki, with Zamani. This is, as always, a production of the Free Radio Youth Collective. Our engineer, who's keeping us, our energies high, has been Errol Maitland. Thanks, Errol. One more announcement for educators, especially young people or anyone who's interested. The H2ED, which is Hip Hop Education, held a conference in late November. The conference was successful. If you're interested in any of the lesson plans using hip hop in education that were presented at that conference, it's not too late to become involved and get information. The website is www.h2ed. You can tell other educators about it. If you want to get signed up, you can sign up at the Yahoo group, and that's http://groups.yahoo.com/group/h2ed. We're going to put that on our website so that you all have the information, because hip hop is being used as an educational tool. And our website again is www.studentvoicesforpeace.org. All right, we're going out. Stay tuned for more of WBAI, and we're streaming live at WBAI.org. We'll be here next Friday at 11, as always, bringing you youth issues and youth activism.
Peace out.
Yeah, you're not leaving that fast. What's the name of that CD that you have and you're supposed to give me a copy of?
Pharaoh Z Extremes.
Peace. Okay. All right. And, please.